The trumpet was the instrument of kings in court and on the battlefield. Today, the orchestral trumpet is an instrument for virtuosos and used for a variety of purposes. WRTI's Susan Lewis has more.
That's the sound of Philadelphia Orchestra principal trumpet, David Bilger, without his trumpet.
That's just my lips buzzing. We do that into the mouthpiece, and we get the open notes on the trumpet. When we start to use the valves, then we can play all the chromatic notes.
Trumpets made it into the orchestra in the 1600s, but the addition of valves in the 1800s opened up new possibilities for composers. By 1947, when Stravinsky rewrote his ballet Petrushka, first composed in 1911, he gave the trumpet's lines in the orchestral texture and solos originally written for cornets. Giving the trumpet multiple roles in the story.
It's really incredibly physical, being the truck in the back of the orchestra, and then all of a sudden you're doing things that are very nimble and very exposed. The challenge is actually great fun because you get to show off everything that the trumpet can do in one piece.
Bilger says the solos in Stravinsky's Petrushka have become standard audition pieces for aspiring orchestral trumpet players.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.